We are in Siman Tov Pei Zayin, Sif Gimel. The Rama says, "V'imamar atavar chartanu." If you said atavar chartanu v'hisker bo Shabbos, and you said Shabbos in atavar chartanu, afilu hachi nevertheless tarach las klachs or las kira b'yalav yavo. You still need to mention Shabbos in yalav yavo. Mihu, however, im lo is kira b'yalav yavo. If you didn't mention it in yalav yavo, the diavid ainot tarach las, or you don't have to go back because there's a machlokas anyway. Says the Mishnah Berurah whether you need to mention it or not. So b'diavid you wouldn't need to go back, and anyway, you already mentioned it in Atavar Chartanu, so it's okay if you don't mention it again. There are many Achronim who agree that even L'chatchila we shouldn't mention Shabbos and Yalav Yavo, and that's a minhag, as you might have realized. We do not say Shabbos and Yalav Yavo, we only say it in Atavar Chartanu. The Levush says that this is correct because the main point of Yalav Yavo was established on Zechira and Pekida, and such a Zikaron only exists on Yom Tov and Rosh Chodesh, because the Pasuk says of Yom Simchatchem uvmoadechem rosheichatchem v'nizkartem. But the language is not mentioned by Shabbos, so therefore Zechira and Pekida is not shayach by Shabbos. There are ma'ed, v'shliach tzibur sheshachach lahazkir shel Yom Tov b'shachars, ayin le'elsem kufchafav, what you should do in such a situation. Siv dalid, b'leil rishon shel Pesach, and the first night of Pesach, gomer nahalo b'tzibur b'ni'ima b'bracha tchila v'tzof. In the first night of Pesach, we say the full halal, b'tzibur, in a nice voice, etc., with a lot of singing, b'bracha, with a bracha at the beginning and the end, at night, in shul. V'chein b'leil sheni shel yamim shnei yamim tovim shel galus, and so to the second night, we do the same thing. However, the Rama says, "Zechol ze ein anu nog in kain." We do not have such a minug. Ki ein anu omer b'leil b'tz haknesses halal klal. We never say halal at night in shul. So clearly, the minug of Sfardim is to say it, and the minug of Ashkenazim says the Rama is not to say it. However, the Rav Moshe Feinstein points out that the minug of Gura is to say halal at night, and Rav Chaim Michal Tkachinsky writes that the minhag Eretz Yisrael is to say halal shalem with a bracha. He says that there are some who are knowing not to make a bracha and to ask the shliach tzibur to be motzi them, as the Shmuel Salant did. And this is what the Pachacher also says, that one person should make a bracha and everybody should be yotze. However, the minhag Chazon Ish was to say it without any brachas, and the Brisker Rav in Yerushalayim also would not say halal at all. So we have many different approaches. The Rama sounds like it's the Minhag Ashkenazim not to say it at all. However, we see the Vilna Gaon would say it with a bracha, Chazon Ish would say it without a bracha, and the Brisker Rav wouldn't say it at all. Someone whose Minhag is not to say it, and they daven in a shul where the Minhag is to say halal at night, so Moshe Feinstein says that you're not allowed to separate from what the Tzibur is doing, and you need to say halal with them. When it comes to the bracha, if you're able to not say the bracha and people won't realize it, so then don't make a bracha. But if everybody's going to notice that you're not making a bracha, and for sure if you're the Shliach Tzibur, so then definitely you would need to make the bracha. If your minhag is to say halal and you're davening in a shul that doesn't say halal, the Birka Yosef says that you could say b'yichidus with the brachos, whereas Rav Yashuv says that you shouldn't say halal in such a situation because this halal is a chovas tzibur, and therefore if the tzibur is not saying it, you wouldn't need to say it either. Simon Tuf Pei, hey, Seder Tvila Shachris Shal Pesach Sif Aleph Shachris, Nichnasim Lebesa Knesses, in the morning we go into Shul, the Korim Azmiro Shal Shabbos, Mizpalan Tvila Shachris, you say the regular Psuki de Zimra, etc. The Mishnah Berurah says, including Mizmer Shirli Yom HaShabbos, because Yom Tov is also called the Shabbos, and you also say Nishmas. Umispalan Tvila Shachris, the Gomer Mahalal, and you say the full Halal in the morning as well, Umavarchan Likros Ahalal, and you say the Bracha of Likro as Hahalel. Mishnah Berurah says, if you said Ligmor, you're still Yotze. If you come to Shul close to Hallel, so then you should say Hallel with the Tzibur, and then Davin, as long as the Zman Kriya Shema and Tefillah will not pass. What about saying Karbanos on Yom Tov? So we already said earlier in Siman Aleph that you can say the Karbanos on Yom Tov, just don't say the Yihi Ratzon along with them. The Psuke Karbanos of Musaf of Yom Tov, Shulchan Aruch says we don't say those in the morning during Karbanos, even though by Shabbos we do, because they are going to be mentioned in the Maftir of the morning. Why does Shliach Tzibur start from Hakel B'Tatzumos Uzecha on the Shoshas Aragalam as opposed to Shulchan Ad? The Levush says it's because the Shoshas Aragalam are Zecher Letzias Mitzrayim, which shows HaKadosh Baruch Hu's strength. In a place where they say Birchos Piyutim during Birchos Kriyashmas, so we saw earlier in Simon Samaches that on Pesach when they have a very long niggun, so then it's better to say the Piyutim before you start Yotzer Or, so that there's not such a hefsek of Shahak de Ligmor as Kula, so that's something to be concerned about the Piyutim. If you made a mistake and you said Chatzi Halal, like on Rosh Chodesh, so the Shevet Levi says you would need to go back and say the full Halal without a bracha. Finally, if you forget to say Yalav Yavo in your Shemona Esrei and and you realize before Hallel, so the Das Torah says in the name of Tiferes Tzvi that you should say Hallel with the Tzibur and then go back to Davin, because it's a mitzvah to say Hallel with the Tzibur.